Radio Nova. Seriously addictive.
Hey, Pat.
Al's Cooper, hello.
How you doing?
I'm good. Hey, listen, I have to do this to you.
We're not worthy!
Oh, that's great. That's only about the third time I've heard that today.
Only three times.
You know, it's so funny. Nobody knew that that was going to be the catchphrase for the whole movie. And if I go to an airport, it's probably 3 to 5 times a day.
Oh,
yeah, I'm not worthy. You would have thought that it would have gotten old by now, but it hasn't. It just keeps going.
Just like yourself, Mr. Cooper.
Well, yeah, you know, rock and roll is one of those things where if you play hard rock and you do a great show, people will come. And that's, it just will not die.
Well, it's not dying. And in fact, there are a lot of us who have, I was going to say a lot of us who have grown up with you. In fact, what we've really done is we have failed to grow up with you.
Yeah, people have what they call a Peter Pan complex. I have more of a Captain Hook complex.
Here's a guy, right? This fella called Declan. He heard I was going to be talking to you, and he rang me. And this is what he had to say. I think this really sums it up, Alice. Listen to this.
I'd love him to know that myself as a kid, as a 9-year-old, went out and bought Billion Dollar Babies as the first ever record I actually purchased back in, I think it was 1974.
Yeah, that would be
that
about
nature.
Right, wouldn't it? Yeah, yeah. Wow.
And I'm going to be there tomorrow evening with my kid, which would be an interesting scenario. It's the first proper rock gig. He's been at loads of concerts and everything else over the few years, but this is going to be his first full-on. I'm going to throw him into a mosh pit if there's one there. Just to let him know what it's like. But, you know, there's generations of guys over here who are really, really looking forward to tomorrow evening and, you know, getting in there and giving a stock.
Sums it up, doesn't it?
You know, it's funny that this is the first time, I think, that we're a grandfather, a father, and a son can all go to the same show and still dig the same music. If you were 70 years old, you were a Beatles fan. I know that sounds weird because usually when you say somebody 70 years old was probably a Sinatra fan or an Elvis fan. But now if you think of it, 70 years old, that means you were 15 when the Beatles came out. So a grandfather that's 70, a father and a grandson can all go to the same music and still dig hard rock. I think that may be the first time in history that's ever happened.
That's something to be proud of. I never thought of the mathematics of it all like that. You're absolutely right. In fact, now, I learned some other mathematics from you. Here's something, Alice. I actually learned some mathematics from you. I read it somewhere, I don't know where, that you said you worked out every child goes through about 7,000 nappies, or diapers, as you would call them. And you have three kids. That's a lot of nappies, man.
That's 21,000 diapers, yeah. But if you start thinking about that, there's 7 billion people on this planet. So there's got to be a Mount Everest of diapers somewhere.
A Mount Everest.
I don't know where they are, but they're somewhere.
A Mount Everest of shite.
Yeah, somewhere. I don't know. Where did they all go?
I don't know. Do you know what I want to ask you? Riders, you know, bands, riders, they can be interesting. The list of requirements that the band wants put in, you know, backstage or whatever. Yours would be fairly easy. I saw a good one. I saw an Iggy Pop one where he insisted on a sound engineer who was not afraid of death. But I imagine yours would be fairly easy because, I mean, you've been sober a long, long time now. You've firm Christian beliefs.
I am so low maintenance. You know, I require Diet Cokes backstage. I require, throwing knives. That's the only thing that I do before a show is I throw knives.
Really?
And that's how I get ready for a show. Now, you know, Peter Frampton irons clothes.
He does not.
You know, like with an ironing board and an iron.
Yeah.
And Roger Daltrey practices fly fishing, you know, in his dressing room. I throw knives. So there's a different personality every single night on my board. Like I have a piece of wood.
Right.
And one night it'll be, you know, Matt Damon. The next night it'll be, you know, it doesn't matter who it is. I said, put somebody new on my knife throwing board every night. It could be you tonight. You never know.
It could be me tonight. It could be me. Has Donald Trump ever been up there?
You know, I've never done Donald Trump. It's like you go through a magazine and whoever you find, it's a full picture And it could be a very good friend of mine ends up on the knife throwing board. Yeah.
Okay. Do you not have, I heard that in your rider you do have golf courses mentioned.
Well, you know, I do play every day. I play 6 days a week. It's a little cold here for me to play, you know, here in Ireland. I live in Arizona. So, but generally, when we're on tour in the summertime, I play 6 days a week. My guitar player and I and my bass player, we play every single morning.
Yeah, because I was going to offer you, I mean, one of my best friends is basically the course manager at Portmarnock Golf Club. Have you heard of this?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's very famous.
Well, you can have a round if you have time and well, and some thermal underwear.
If it's nice tomorrow afternoon, maybe we get out there and play nine.
Yeah, all right. Well, I'll keep in touch with your promoters and let you know.
Absolutely. Portmarnock is great. Great golf course.
Oh, it's a horror story, though, Alice, when you go off into the rough. It's like a jungle.
Yeah, but when you go off in the rough where I live, there's rattlesnakes.
Okay, you got me there. Hey, listen, have you ever played the Olympia before? I can't remember.
I don't think we've ever played that theater before. It's so weird because we just got back from Australia. And we got back from South America, where we're playing, you know, for 50 to 100,000 people every night. I actually prefer playing the theaters. Our show is much more intense when you see it in the theater than you do it when you see it in a big, big arena. When we go to England, it'll be all big arenas. I really like playing the theater. So we look forward to playing tonight and tomorrow night at that theater.
Alice, you're going to love it. It's old, as in 19th century. You know, it even has the little boxes like they have in the Muppet Show.
Oh, I love that. That's great. I did the Muppet Show one time. It was like, you know, it was I did sort of the Faust one where I was trying to get Kermit to sell his soul to be a rock star. It was really funny. I had so much fun doing that show.
Alice, you know you've made it when they've asked you on The Muppet Show or The Simpsons.
Well, yeah, I've been on The Simpsons also, and Family Guy. I get around on that circuit. The thing about The Muppet Show was I almost didn't do it because it was at a time when I was sort of the villain of rock and roll. And I went, I don't want to dilute my image, you know, by going on The Muppet Show.
Right.
I said, who was on last week? And they said, Christopher Lee. And I said, well, who was on the week before that? And they said, Vincent Price. And I said, I'm in.
I'm waiting for the day when you're a judge on American Idol.
Oh, I doubt if you'll ever see that. I'm too nice. I'm not negative enough. You know, I would tell everybody, oh, you're great. You know, you're terrific. You're wonderful.
Okay, listen, I'm going to give you 30 seconds, right? As many things that you love about your life as you can think of in 30 seconds. And I have a timer starting now.
Well, my wife, my kids, my grandkids. The fact that I get to play my music every single night for an audience. I love my car collection, all my golf clubs. Can't imagine life without television, especially bad ghost horror stories. And what else? Oh, travel is wonderful. And let me see, buttered popcorn, which you don't have here. Salt on the popcorn.
Oh, yes.
Great movie.
Time is up, but you did pretty bloody well.
I know what I like.
You sure do. Alice, we love you and can't wait to see the show. Oh, by the way, before you go, would you like to hear some Mumford & Sons?
I love Mumford & Sons. I think that band, their last album was really, really good. It was a hard rock album, but my favorite band from Ireland is The Stripes.
Cool.
I love that band. I keep telling people, you've got to hear this band, The Stripes. Their first album was as good a first album as anybody I've ever heard. That first album was amazing.
And where on earth they got that from, Alice? You know, that's old
I'm
school music.
You, they are so authentic that it's scary. I mean, they even make references to Lee Van Cleef. What 18-year-old kid knows who Lee Van Cleef is?
I had to think, and then I remembered spaghetti westerns.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So how do these kids get that? I mean, but I'm telling you, there wasn't a bad song on that first album.
Couldn't agree more.
All right. Well, tell them, if you ever see them, tell them I'm a fan.
Okay, they'll be pleased to hear them. In fact, do you know what I'm going to do? I'll send them the audio.
Yeah, cool. That's great. So I have a radio show that I do for the last 13 years, and I play them all the time. I play Blue Collar Jane.
Yeah.
Their new album's getting some play in the States now, so good album.
Really? Good.
Yeah.
Good. Alice, I so appreciate your time. I know it's just one interview after another, but you're a gentleman. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, and I'll see you at the show.
I will be waving.
Okay, man.
Okay, man, and I'll check out that round of golf for you.
Okay.
Cool.
Seriously addictive. Radio Nova.